pocket.
Okay, so today, friends, we're reading a book called, we're reading a story from the book called Good Guys 5-Minute Stories. This is the third story in the book. It's called Happy Belly, Happy Smile. It was written by Rachel Isadora. And I think this story is about food. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite snack? What's your favorite snack? Tough call. Yeah, I get the same thing. I kind of think and scrunch my face when I'm thinking about it too. I like pizza.
My favorite everything.
I like the African chicken peanut stew. I like chicken tiki masala. I like sushi a lot. Love pasta, especially with a good sauce.
I'm trying to take this
one. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of yummy foods that I like to eat. Bite on it with your teeth. And Philip right now is having a popsicle. So our tummies are nice and prepared for a story about food. What do you say? Are you ready? Okay. Today's story is read by Mommy. And yes, an unnamed eating boy who just eats popsicles. A popsicle eating boy. Are you ready, popsicle boy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as you find the letters that are big like that one, then you know that my name is one of those big letters.
Oh,
my name
okay.
is part of one of those big letters. Is part of one of my name.
Okay.
Part of my name.
Yeah, sometimes, friends, when you're reading a book, one of the letters will be bigger than all the others. It's usually the very first letter in the book. And that is the case here.
So.
What is the first big letter?
It's... F is one of the first letters. It's one of the back one behind the middle, and it's one, or it's one of the middle ones, or it's one of the first ones.
Uh-huh. And in this case, the F is the very first word, first letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And F in this case means Friday. So let's read the sentence. Friday is my favorite day. On Fridays, I have dinner with Grandpa Sam. He owns a restaurant in Chinatown. There is a big fish tank in the window, and everyone stops to look. I like to look at fish tanks, don't you?
Yeah.
Hi, Louie, says Dan the waiter when we come in. Everyone is busy eating. In the kitchen, I say hello to Chef Ben. There's so much steam, I can hardly see him.
Hey, hi, Louie. Is that you?
He says. It is hard to see, isn't it, in the picture? David is busy rolling egg rolls. Yang is busy peeling shrimp. I like to watch Chef Lee chop vegetables. His hands move so fast. Yum.
I like those three.
Yeah. Egg rolls, shrimp, vegetables. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
All of that sounds yummy to me. Suddenly, Jai rushes in.
Delivery pickup.
He takes the bags and puts them on his bicycle and then rides away.
He even delivers in the pouring rain, Liang says.
Where are the spare ribs for table 8?
Calls Dan from the door.
They're on their way,
Another waiter shouts back. There's a lot of different noises happening here in this. There's people talking and clanging plates and stuff.
It's time to eat,
Grandpa Sam says.
I'm hungry.
Me too, I say. We sit at the table under the paper dragon, which Grandpa says brings good luck. Wow, and in the picture, that is a big red dragon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have your dinner underneath the big red dragon?
Mm-mm.
No? Why not?
I'm scared of big red dragons.
What if it's made out of paper?
Well, sure.
Yeah, then it's okay? All right. So long as it's not a real one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I see my friend Franklin. Hey, Franklin. I say, this is my favorite food, he tells me. Cool, I say, me too. And I think it might be one of our favorite foods too, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My grandpa and I eat with chopsticks, but most of the time at home I use a fork and knife and spoon. The waiter brings a big bowl of rice. He brings steamed dumplings, egg rolls, and shrimp chow mein, my favorite.
Yum. Look at all the different foods they have to eat.
You like rice too, don't you?
Look, doesn't look so real.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't. Friends, in the picture, the style of art that this artist has used, it's very interesting. It looks like they've taken images from, like, photographs and mixed them with pieces of paper to create a unique style of art. And so some things look real, like they're from a picture, and some things look like pieces of paper mixed in with them. Like, I would like to try one of those dumplings, but I don't think I'd want it with those pieces of paper on top of it. Would you?
Mm-mm. That looks so real. But I wouldn't want it with those sticks.
Yeah.
You don't want that stuff.
No. How about that one?
I would like that stuff just without that green.
Yeah. Yeah, looks pretty good. Let's see what happens next. Grandpa orders a fish. No thank you, Grandpa. The waiter brings crabs. I don't think so. I don't think our friend here who's telling us his story likes seafood. At the end of dinner, Grandpa gives me a fortune cookie. I open it up and Grandpa reads,
happy food, happy belly, happy smile.
Then the waiter puts a dish of orange slices on the table. I go over to Franklin and he turns around. Grandpa laughs.
Now that's what I call a happy smile.
And why is his grandpa laughing? Because what have they done?
Made their mouths out of the fruit.
Yeah, they put the orange slices in their mouths. And then when they smile at each other, just the outside of the orange peel shows. And it looks like their mouths are all orange on the inside. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, with cucumbers.
With cucumbers?
I only use the outside to cover up the cookie.
Yeah. That's pretty silly, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's a fun way to eat, though. And it's also the end.